You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Tim O'Brien reports in the Albany Times-Union that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer was in Hudson December 21st to push CSX to work with the City of Hudson on a $25 million redevelopment project. The city's local development corp is attempting to acquire property owned by CSX to turn the former Katz warehouse into a mixed-use facility with residential, retail, and office components. CSX land is needed to extend the property to Front Street to provide public access and parking, roads, and sidewalks. Quote, this proposal is the definition of a win-win. It would allow CSX to have its staging area directly next to its tracks and enable the City of Hudson's $25 million waterfront redevelopment project to continue moving forward, end quote, said Schumer. Quote, we cannot allow this project to be further mired down in red tape. We need to break through the bureaucratic morass and get this done so our residents and tourists can enjoy the waterfront and our business owners can enjoy the resulting increased revenue, end quote. Rob Doolittle, a spokesman for the railroad, told the Times-Union CSX is talking to Hudson officials. Quote, CSX has been in contact with the City of Hudson to discuss the potential sale of a property near the former Katz warehouse as recently as November, end quote, he said in a prepared statement. Quote, we understand the city's desire and are supportive of its goals. However, CSX actively uses that property to conduct operations in the Hudson area. We continue to attempt to identify alternatives that would result in a mutually satisfactory resolution to help the city meet its goals while allowing CSX to continue providing essential transportation services to customers throughout New York, end quote. Hudson Mayor Tiffany Hamilton, Sheena Salvino, Executive Director of Hudson Development Corp, Ben Azinga of Sustainable Community Associates, Jeff Hunt, president of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, and State Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett were among the community leaders appearing with Schumer on December 21st. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says it's too early to say whether he'll run for governor in 2018. On December 19th, outgoing U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, listed Molinaro as a potential Republican opponent to Democratic incumbent Andrew Cuomo. Gibson said, quote, Rob Astorino may come back again. Mark Molinaro, I think, is somebody I have a high regard for. Harry Wilson, there's a good story, end quote, about possible Cuomo opponents. Astorino is a Westchester County executive who lost to Cuomo in 2014, and Wilson is a businessman from Johnstown in the Mohawk Valley. Molinaro said, quote, I know there's a lot I could bring to statewide office, but it's just far too early to really have a serious conversation about that, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that traffic increased on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge by 3.7% and revenue was up 2.8% in the first 11 months of 2016. Traffic and revenue were up on all five bridges across the Hudson River operated by the New York State Bridge Authority. Traffic increased on the Kingston-Rhinecliffe Bridge by 3%. Revenue was up 2.7%. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Lisa Harris reports in the Watershed Post that a tugboat sank in the Schoharie Reservoir December 19th, spilling a small amount of fuel oil into the reservoir. The tugboat was working on a $142 million Department of Environmental Protection construction project and was surrounded by absorbent booms so the environmental damage was minimized. The Schoharie Reservoir holds up to 17.6 billion gallons of water for New York City to drink, but is only at 53% capacity because of drought conditions. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.